This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The distinction between animal care and animal welfare. Dr. Jennifer Van Oz is an animal welfare specialist in the Animal and Dairy Sciences Department at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
I want to make a distinction between animal care and animal welfare. I think animal care is a term that the industry finds a little friendlier. And what that means is what we as humans provide to our animals, whether that's the housing environments, our management practices, or the direct way we handle the animals. And all of these things that we as people do leads to what the animal experiences. So all that is just to say, if we think about the word welfare, we're just asking, how well is this cow faring? Is she faring well? Is she faring poorly, or somewhere in between? So we have to think about how our actions as humans affect what the animal experiences. And of course, we want to aim to provide good animal care so that our animals experience good welfare.
Dr. Van Oz continues to research the real-life settings of dairy cattle, focusing on understanding and improving dairy animal welfare.
So in my lab, we have a number of different themes, which are highly overlapping. And in general, we want to understand animal welfare, learn how to evaluate it in real life settings, and then improve or maximize the welfare for our animals. So there's a lot of different topics. We also have other projects going on, including understanding how cattle develop as calves into adult cattle, their normal versus abnormal behaviors. Of course, we want to promote normal and discourage the abnormal if we can. And then I do some work on the human side. And this is by popular request, actually, from the PDPW business conference in 2018. When I first started, I spoke with a lot of Wisconsin dairy farmers, and they said there's really a need to better equip our personnel to use positive behaviors towards cattle consistently. So that's a new area of my research. And lastly, of course, how do we practically assess animal welfare on farms and making sure that we're implementing those best management practices? So I do some work with the National Farm Program Animal Care.
She says there's a variety of research that continues, including a cow's lying time.
But I think that there's always new questions that arise when you're doing research. So a big one would be with study, we found these beautiful results about fans and lying time with one fed per cow. But knowing that that varies a lot, you know, in the study she did this past summer on these 12 Wisconsin dairy facilities, I don't think any of them had one bed per cow. A lot of times it was more than one cow per bed. And so I think we need to do more controlled experiments to understand now you have this competitive situation in the lying stalls. What then happens to lying times? Do you really get these effects, even if you fine tune your fan air speeds and fan positioning? I think we need to look at these sort of industry realistic scenarios because we were looking at more of the ideal scenario. That would be a big one.
Those are comments from Dr. Jennifer Van Oz from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Newly announced funding for the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities program will focus on smaller scale pilot projects. We hear more from USDA Radio's Gary Crawford.
Back in September, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the first round of funding, $2.8 billion, for 70 projects in the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities Initiative, projects to help producers earn more by learning more about adopting climate smart practices and measuring the benefits of them. Now, those projects were generally large scale.
But we recognized that we also had to address and attend to the needs of small-sized family operations, as well as those who have been historically underserved.
So Vilsack was in Alabama Monday at Tuskegee University announcing the second pool of funding for smaller scale climate smart projects.
We're announcing $325 million to be awarded to 71 additional projects,
adding up then to $3.1 billion for 141 projects.
We think this is going to generate new income sources and new income opportunities for farmers, ranchers, producers, and forested landowners. We expect and anticipate with this investment that at least 60,000 farmers across the United States will participate in one or more projects. We think that forest owners will also be involved significantly. More than 25 million acres will be engaged and involved in projects across the country. All sizes of farming operations involved, all commodities, all methods of production, and projects in every single state of this great country.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.